This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. I stopped carrying my Glock because I've replaced it. I've replaced it with the pistol that I'm now recommending. This is the first official recommendation that I'm offering on this. What I'm carrying now is the SIG P320. And I'm recommending the SIG line of pistols and rifles after a considerable amount of testing and gunsmithing type of maintenance on these, changing out triggers, working with their sights, all kinds of things. So I'm going to walk through some of this here. Now, the Glock 19 has, until now, been my recommendation for starting pistol for most people. And it's a very competent firearm. Absolutely nothing wrong with the Glock 19. I carried it for years until just recently. The P320 from SIG is just better. But here's why it's better. There's something about the SIG pistols in terms of the recoil management that's internal to the pistols that is superior to the Glocks. For me, a Glock has more of a vertical spread than a SIG. And a Glock 19 or even a Glock 17, which is actually what I prefer if I'm not doing concealed carry, a Glock 17, it's pretty accurate, but the way I shoot it, there's more vertical spread than I would like. But using the exact same grip, when I'm shooting a P320 from SIG, the vertical spread is somehow much less. And the first time I experienced this was when I bought that little subcompact SIG P365, which is a little tiny carry gun. It's equivalent to the Glock 42 or 43. It's a tiny little thing, and you think it's going to be horribly inaccurate. I was shocked when I took it out to shoot it for the first time, and I put 10 rounds on target from 20 feet away, and all 10 rounds were within 3 to 4 inches. So it was like a 3 to 4 inch diameter circle from this little tiny gun. And I was amazed. It was factory sights and factory trigger, everything factory, just right out of the box. As I got into more and more SIG pistol testing, I found out that this behavior of SIG pistols is quite consistent. Also has the same incredible internal recoil management that allows someone like me who's trained in these pistols to put rounds on target with very little vertical spread. There's a clue about this, which is that the SIGs have a much longer and more prominent dovetail. And this dovetail goes into the valley between your thumb and your first finger, your trigger finger. And this enhanced dovetail of the SIG pistols, I suspect, is substantially reducing the vertical recoil rise of the rounds. All I can promise you is that when I shoot these pistols, for me, the SIGs are much more accurate than the Glocks. And again, not saying it's going to be that way for every single person, but for me, it's way more accurate, and I'm a very experienced shooter. But there are other things about the SIG pistols that I like much better as well. For example, the default factory trigger is a very, very good trigger. It's so good, you don't even need to change it. So that's one thing. You're saving, you know, maybe $150 right there on not having to drop in another ZEV trigger like you have to do on a Glock. Okay, so the next thing is that the SIG P320 is an incredibly modular pistol. The serialized part of the gun is actually this fire control box, which contains the trigger and the striker. And this little box is actually like a little metal box with parts in it. You can pull it out of the gun frame and you can pop it into a different gun frame, and you can buy a different slide and a different barrel, and you can use that same quote firearm to drive a pistol that is a different caliber. You can swap it out to a 40 caliber or 357 or even a 45 if you want, without having to go buy another gun and without having to do another background check. You only have to get one background check, one gun, one firearm, and you can drop that fire control thing. You can drop it in any pistol frame, and you can buy new pistol frames, just the polymer part, for like $39 online. Now you have essentially a whole new firearm without having to buy a new firearm. And so it's crazy modular. It's really well thought out. And the last thing, and this is a big one, is that the SIG is much easier to disassemble and reassemble for cleaning or other purposes. The Glock has always suffered from a major problem with disassembly, and that is you have to pull the trigger. So you have to rack the slide, pull the trigger, and then go through the disassembly process, which requires you to pull these two, they're not really pins, they're blocks, small polymer blocks. You have to pull them down on both sides of the gun. And then you can slide the slide forward and take it off the pistol. And that's fine once you have practice doing it, but a lot of people have difficulty with that. So the SIG solves this problem. You do not have to pull the trigger to disassemble. Whether you're cleaning the pistol or you're doing some parts replacements or you're just trying to look at it, just trying to inspect it, the SIG is vastly superior. It's just more well thought out. In fact, I first owned SIG rifles, the MCX Virtus rifles. And this is what really turned me on to SIG in the first place, because I started to train on those rifles, which are quite remarkable. I mean, they are so much better than an AR-15, and you can even shoot them in the folded stock position as well. But when I started to look at the mechanics of what's inside the MCX rifles, it's vastly superior to an AR-15. It's so much better thought out. It's easier to maintain. It's a lot more robust, fewer things to go wrong. It's just, I quickly understood that SIG has an incredible grasp of the mechanics of firearms. They just have superior engineering, just better designs. And then after that, I started to get into the SIG pistols, and that's when I came to realize that, wow, this superior engineering is also very much demonstrated in the pistols as well. And so across the board, the SIG company, I'm now a fan of SIG. I'm even using SIG optoelectronics. I'm using a SIG red dot sight on a pistol now. I think that's called the Romeo 1. I've got their Tango, I think it's Tango 4 or Tango 6 optics. And I even bought a SIG laser range finder, which has a ballistics calculator in it that's giving me the ballistic solutions for holds on my mil dot reticle scope for long range shooting. And frankly, everything from SIG just works. I think anybody can pick up a SIG P320, and with some basic training and some safety training and grip training and trigger reset training and so on, I think they can become highly proficient much more quickly than they can with a Glock. That's my assessment. So that's why I'm sharing this. So check it out. My website is guns.news, and for SIG Sauer, you can just go to sigsauer.com. Check it out. Oh, and they've got a great low-cost direct impingement AR. I think it's called the M400. You can pick them up for $800. They're better than $1,500 rifles that I've bought before. I'm telling you, they've got it figured out. Go SIG. Really. It's worth every penny. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.